Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with HogSports.com coming to you with another Nearby the Neighborhood Walk and Talk. Got a little bit better lighting for this one, but I got to admit, I really regret not going to Tuscaloosa for this one just because of the way that Arkansas battled. Arkansas falling 42-35, and I'm probably like a lot of you out there just thinking, man, just give us something to cheer for. Give us something to watch for a half. Don't make it over in the first quarter. Don't make us want to flip channels. They weren't hearing any of that. They went there to win the game, even when it was 31-17. Even when it was 31-17 after the first series of the third quarter, Arkansas kept battling and battling and battling, doing what they got to do to stay in the game. Man, you got to love this team. I mean, I get it. A loss is a loss, and you can't be satisfied with 559 passing yards surrendered and everything. But you also have to understand that Alabama has every resource available to man in this game. Every resource. The best players, the best facilities, the best coaches, all of that. And Arkansas went down there and scared them. Arkansas went down there and scared them and battled start to finish. Never quit. Treylon Burks was Treylon Burks, just like you needed him to be. He wasn't a decoy. He's out there grabbing his ribs or his neck or whatever's banged up on him. I hope he's okay. He took a shot at the end. But, man, 8 catches, 179 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hell yeah, Treylon Burks. Get you some. KJ Jefferson, I don't even know what KJ was. It was 23 of 30. He had a 197 efficiency rating, had 3 touchdowns. I think he had like 329 yards. But KJ, man, and it had one robbed from him. I thought that was a touchdown. And, you know, the referees, there were some times early in the game where I thought they really missed some calls, especially some pass interference. There's a couple of pass interference calls that I thought they could have made. But when we got down to more of the clutch time, you know, when it was second half and stuff, I thought they called it pretty clean. There were some moments there. I mean, back-to-back pass interference calls that weren't called, probably 3 or 4 of them in the game, but back-to-back on the same drive and killed the drive. That was tough, but I thought overall, I thought they pulled it together and called a pretty good game, but a rocky start for them. But, man, Arkansas wasn't worried about any of that. They just kept fighting and fighting. Oh, you're going to call this on us? Well, we're just going to throw deep to Warren Thompson for a touchdown, where it should have been a touchdown. But they just battled start to finish. And, obviously, you know, you're going to be a little disappointed with the numbers put up or given up by the secondary. But, again, have to remember that's Bryce Young. He's probably the Heisman Trophy favorite right now. They've got some very talented wide receivers. And the drop eight just wasn't working very well. Arkansas's got to continue to get better, continue to recruit more, get more depth. But, man, I want to know how this game would have played out if it was in Fayetteville. It might have been a different score. It might have been a different outcome in this one. So you got to give them a lot of credit for fighting and battling and never relenting. And Scott Fountain, Reed Bauer, and Blake Kern again. I mean, like, special teams, guys. Special teams has been weaponized, finally. I mean, and they have, like, really, the second half of the season, they've been outplaying their opponent time and time again. After another kind of rocky start, had a couple punts blocked, but 2 fake field goals that have played out for them. Beautiful. That was a great catch by Blake Kern. Blake Kern catches a little flack because they like to throw in the screen pass on the short side of the field for some reason all the time, but he catches a little bit of flack. But that was a hell of a catch by him, and just a great play. I mean, they just kept battling. I mean, when it was like literally, like, you know, you got your buddies and you're in your group text and stuff, and all, you know, all my friends are like, well, it was fun while it lasted when it was 31-17, but they weren't hearing that. They just kept fighting and fighting and fighting. I can't get too close to my car, so I'm gonna walk backwards. I got the spot of the headlights shining at me, so I'm going to do a little backwards walk and talk, what I meant to say. So I think Arkansas, it's real important for them to carry this momentum, understand what they were up against, be proud of themselves. I know it's a loss, and I know they're going to be down on it, but you got to understand for what it is. And a loss is a loss. I get it. But this loss was against the number 2 team in the country at their place. And think about where Arkansas was earlier in the year against a similar team. I think Georgia's got a better team, but they went down to Georgia and I mean, it was over before it started, and it was because Arkansas hadn't been in that environment, really. You know, they had the COVID year where their road games were in front of like 16,000 people, and here's a rowdy environment against a team that's out there wanting to prove itself. Arkansas jumps off sides two times on the first possession, you know, and then suddenly the game is just over. They just weren't ready for that, and I think as the season builds up, you know, they start to figure themselves out a little bit more. They get a little more feeling about what it takes, and KJ just keeps getting better and better and better. And I felt like after that first drive, I was like, okay, they might give them a little bit of a game here. You know, I'm not sitting there going, they got a chance to beat Alabama after the way they started out, because, you know, they got some first downs and stuff on that first drive, and you're like, all right, this is a much better start. Get some first downs. Hey, realize, hey, we can move the ball against these guys. Settle down a little bit and don't let the crowd get to you. And Arkansas has now played in front of some great crowds. I mean, they played at Georgia. They played at LSU. They played here at Alabama, I should say. And I think they've finally got it figured out. But I want them to keep that momentum going, keep that attitude going, because damn, Missouri has won five in a row, which is the most ridiculous streak in Razorback history. I don't care if you can talk about 20 straight SEC losses and all this stuff. The fact that they have lost five games in a row to Missouri is absurd. I'm not saying Missouri shouldn't be able to get them every once in a while or whatever, but five in a row to these guys is just, it's ridiculous to me. And this is a streak that's got to stop. They got to stop this next week when they go back to Fayetteville. And I think they will. I think they'll carry this momentum in. I hope that they would get up for this game just like it was playing Alabama, because they're going to need to, because Missouri's going to come and fight them. I mean, it's a trophy game. Arkansas has won the two trophies so far, and this is a big trophy game for them to get to eight wins for this team. And this is a program, again, beginning of the year, everybody's saying what? Five wins, six, maybe seven if everything goes right. Hell, David Pollack saying that Arkansas has no chance to win nine games this season, and they're not going to win nine in the regular season. But, man, you talk about a touchdown on the road against Alabama and a two-point conversion fail against Ole Miss on the road. Those two games right there. I mean, I would hope that Arkansas, there'll be some voters that just, like, don't vote Arkansas in the top 25, but they deserve to be in the top 25. And if they can beat Missouri, then they'll stay in the top 25 heading into bowl season, possibly get themselves a really nice bowl game. Maybe go to Florida or something like that. And who knows who the opponent is, but man, it would be not. I mean, there's a chance here for Arkansas, a program that couldn't do anything right for years. Maybe the worst Power Five team in the country in 2018 and 2019. And maybe a chance for them to get this eighth win and maybe a ninth with a bowl game. I mean, how remarkable is that? And to finish ranked. And let's not forget, they're playing literally the hardest damn schedule in the country again. And they're going to play the hardest schedule again in the country next year. And they played the hardest schedule in the history of college football the year before that in 2020. And they're doing it. They're in a state where, you know, they have to reach farther for recruits. They have to spend more money than most schools across the country on recruiting. They have to reach farther into Texas for recruiting. But that's it. To me, that's the one problem for Arkansas, is that they have to go a little farther than some of these other schools in the SEC for talent. But the facilities are there. And I've said before, nobody's on TV saying, hey, we need you to donate to the University of Arkansas because we need a new academic center or we need a new training table or something like that. It's all done. It's all ready, aside from just like making the lockers turn into beds or something like that, or giving everybody their own drop-down television in their locker bed. You know, everything is done. Everything is in place for this team and this program, and they got the right coach. They've got a coach that these guys will fight for. They will. I mean, like, I don't even think I've mentioned Sam Pittman's name, but man, this team is locked in on Sam Pittman. They will fight for him, and I've said this before. I've said it so many times. But you can't tell me that, like, Western Kentucky or any of those programs like that, you know, from a talent standpoint, there's not a kid who ever grew up in Bowling Green, Kentucky, rooting on the Hilltoppers his entire life who would have turned down a chance to go to the University of Arkansas to play football. There's not a single one. And the fact that those programs came in to Arkansas and whipped them in their own backyard is just coaching. It's just culture. That's all it is. The talent on the roster wasn't so far down. Some of the things that coaches would say about Arkansas's roster, it just wasn't true. They needed somebody to come in that they believed in, and they needed a few pieces. They needed a John Ridgeway. They needed KJ Jefferson to be the stud that he is. And I mean, I can't say enough about KJ Jefferson and the job that he's done. And I hope he gets his due. I hope people start, you know, really recognizing what a great quarterback he has been. All of his numbers go up after this game. His passing yards, his average per game, his completion percentage, his efficiency rating, all of those things, his touchdown to interception ratio against the number two team in the country with a hell of a good defense. Missouri's up next in Fayetteville. The battle line rivalry, as they call it. I like to call it Armageddon. I think that fits better. Sorry, Basil. I love what you do for the program. But anyway, it sucks to lose. I don't feel that bad, though, and you probably shouldn't either. What else? I hope I mentioned special teams. I can't even remember what I said, but Arkansas falling at 42-35 to the University of Alabama, number two ranked team in the country. I think Arkansas will continue to be ranked. They shouldn't fall too far, in my opinion, based on the way that they played. Hope Traylon Burks is okay. Anybody else who's banged up, but man, they need Traylon Burks to be back, but hell of a statement by him. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me. This has been Trey Biddy with hogsports.com, and we'll catch you next time.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.